And here's a moment from bar culture. Redheaded stepchild, corpse reviver number two, hot, hot, and dirty martini. If a bartender suggests one of those drinks tonight, you're surely in New Orleans. There's a new book from there called The Land of Cocktails, Recipes and Adventures from the Cocktail Chicks. NPR's Noah Adams went to meet them.
They are well known here in New Orleans. They preside over Commander's Palace and Cafe Adelaide. The cafe is fairly new. Commander's, though, Commander's almost officially has the adjective legendary attached to it. The women are first cousins, T. Adelaide Martin and Lally Brennan.
Cocktails never really left New Orleans, and we just objected to cocktails being left in the dust, and we mostly object to bad cocktails.
And that's what we're saying. We're saying send your cocktail back if it's not the way you want it. Fresh ingredients, fresh juices, a nice balance, the right kind of top shelf liquor, the right kind of ice. The cocktail revolution demand good cocktails.
That was Lally Brennan completing her cousin Adelaide Martin's thought. We sit at an upstairs table at Commander's before lunchtime, several glasses in front of us, including one that is reddish-orange and inviting. It's the Sazerac. They write in the book, we are Sazerac evangelists. Perhaps cocktails would never have caught on if the original one wasn't such a perfect concoction.
Most often you'll get this and it will taste like medicine or it will taste like sugar. And it shouldn't. It should be a balance. You must have Peychaud's bitters.
Better spell Peychaud's.
P-E-Y-C-H-A-U-D apostrophe S. And he was an apothecary here in New Orleans.
And that apothecary is where the word cocktails comes from. Antoine Peychaud had a shop in the French Quarter. As a tonic, he would give his customers a mixture of bitters and cognac. He served the drinks in egg cups. The French word would be coquetier. That word became eventually cocktails. If you are having a holiday party and want a faster start, there are two recipes you can make up in advance: brandy milk punch and tequila mockingbird number two.
All you do is combine the ingredients and shake, 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 and then pour it into your pre-chilled glass.
The cousins, Martin and Brennan, also offer up what they call blurry memories. This comes from their rite of passage teenage years. And the drink is brandy and rum. It's called Between the Sheets.
We thought we were so grown up, and then we realized that our parents had done the exact same thing,
right?
The generation before us.
Same drink, same bar.
Lally Brennan and her cousin T. Adelaide Martin say in their restaurants, the bar can now be the exciting place to learn a new profession.
Just like what was happening with cooking when we were growing up and we were here in the kitchen with, you know, Paul Prudhomme and, you know, when people were just starting to respect the profession of cooking, that is now beginning to happen with bartenders.
And a nightcap thought from Adelaide Martin, going back to the Sazerac and balance in mixing as well as drinking.
Try to take the pith off, which will be the bitter part, you know, of the lemon rind. And what you're really trying to get is a little bit of the oil of the lemon peel in there. And then if you do it just so, then it'll all be in balance. I'm going to check it up.
I like to start with a Sazerac. T likes to end the evening with a Sazerac.
It's definitely a sipping drink. And as we say in the book, you're not nearly as attractive as you think you are after two, so do just have one.
The book is In the Land of Cocktails by T. Adelaide Martin and Lally Brennan. Noah Adams, NPR News, New Orleans.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Have a happy new year. I'm Renee Montagne.